the dark mariners. Degenerate creatures from the depths of the sea, the dark mariners are an enemy to all, both above and below the surface. Their history has been debated by scholars after the first expeditions to the Underlands were decimated during battles with these beings. And it is now believed that it is actually a horribly corrupted and transformed remnant of the proud ancient civilization that ruled the Underlands many ages ago. They have become a race that resides below the surface, carried within gigantic ships, built through terrifying amalgams of flesh and corroded metal, biomechanical monstrosities with multiple levels, chambers, and powered by immense ether-charged machinery. These bioships have been sighted by our submersibles traveling through the abyssal deep sea and those plying the surface waters, with most of the encounters, strangely, ending without incident. The Dark Mariners only seem to be concerned with recovery of artifacts from seafloor ruins and from the ancient cities of the Underlands. Although they will defend their vessels mercilessly if there is any hint of an attack. However, any forces competing for artifacts or the valuable ether crystals that power their craft are met with attacks that are terrifying to behold. Their most recent attacks have come from the sea, where behemoth craft silently rise to the surface while our men toil in excavation sites or search through ancient temples. We have been fortunate that our lookouts have spied the advance of these monsters, a task made easier by their slow and clumsy gait on land, their foul odor, and their sheer size. For if there was not prior warning, our soldiers would have certainly been wiped out in the assault. During the attacks, the Dark Mariner shock troops came at our troops using glowing energy weapons joined to their bodies in a similar fashion to their awful undersea craft. Some of their weapons cast forth balls of blue and green flame that expanded upon impact and burned incessantly, setting fire to the victim and the surrounding ground. The heat of the fire was enough to melt flesh and metal into unrecognizable lumps of smoking ruin and turned the landscape into a deadly inferno. Other weapons used by these marine demons were similar to those encountered by Dr. Wormwood in his undersea expeditions. These produced an odd, vibrating sound that caused tremors in the weapons, armor, and body of the victim. The vibrations rapidly increased until the victim's bones were crushed by the force. Many of our soldiers succumbed to these weapons when closing on the enemy, with a number of other weak-willed soldiers fleeing in terror at the sight of their comrades dying horribly. Only an astute observation by Captain Drake that these weapons had limited range stopped a full rout, and we were able to return fire with muskets, punching through the enemy's barnacle-encrusted armor plating. Supporting the biomechanical monstrosities were hideous telepathic beings with tentacled bodies and hard armored shells, as well as giant constructs built from a strange golden alloy and held together by tentacles of slippery flesh. Their pureblood commanders are the few that retain a semblance of the nobility of their former race. These pureblood nobles are the most dangerous of the Dark Mariners, as they have knowledge of the nature of ethereal dimensions, and may even be able to call forth entities of utter madness from places earthly beings should not be allowed to see. The pureblood mariners utilize the most arcane and advanced ether technology of their force, evidently being the only ones still able to recall the lost secrets from their past. The other warriors, technicians, and support troops all seem to have been trained in the use of the ether technology, or have had it worked into their very bodies, but do not have the innate knowledge that the pure blood commanders possess. This could be a weakness that we may yet exploit in future encounters.